Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Of Life Radio, where we can't help but notice that last week was, not exactly a banner week for the cause of personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. But persevere, we're going to attempt to do. So I am, as always, your host, Chief, coming to you from somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. And the number here, if you'd like to join, is, as always, 949-272-9588. Well, here we are. Kind of a rainy, gloomy day outside, which is not unusual for this particular geographical location this time of year, but the gloom is just pervasive. I mean, seriously, really having a little trouble getting enthused to even come on here and talk, but, you know, for some reason I just can't bring myself to not do it because there's just so much to say, except I don't know how much there is to say because, well, I always like to think that maybe people might come here and listen because, well, every now and then since I have often pointed out, I am not burdened with the ability to think like a normal human being. And people may come to hear something they're not likely to hear anywhere else. What can I say that hasn't been said? Well, hang around. I got a couple things. Not that haven't been said anywhere, but at least only said in some of my private circles. But, okay, where are we? Last week I was here and, talking about how bad things were. Boy, doesn't a week ago seem like the good old days? Yeah, last week, we were in the middle of voting in Georgia. I guess the polls were still open. Going to see what was going to happen with the Senate. I mean, nobody believed. Seriously, well, at least I didn't really want to believe that the Democrats would win both of those elections. They did. So, and well, a little less than 8 days from now, we will have a new vice president, which means that we'll have a new the Senate will be evenly divided, which means the Democrats will control it with the new vice president. You have to wonder, how did this happen? Well, okay, fair about it. A lot of the polls were saying that was exactly what was going to happen. You know, the polls got things so wrong in 2016 that we just sort of wanted to believe that they were going to get everything wrong. And certainly they missed a few things in the last election, like the Democrats were supposed to pick up House seats. They almost lost the House. They were supposed to pick up Senate seats. Well, in the end, they did, but still in all, we don't know. Not as much as they thought might have happened. And they took them till the runoff. But you have to wonder. At least I have to wonder. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. But what happened in Georgia? I'm just wondering if President Trump blow it? Did he blow it for the Republican senators in their bid to retain their seats? He may well have. Because, a few days before the election, and just roughly about 10 days ago, he went down to Georgia, and everyone was saying, I think I might have mentioned it a couple weeks ago here, maybe I didn't, but we all knew, Trump could help, but he had to make it about the Senate. If he was going to go down there and talk about how the election was stolen, he was the rightful winner and the votes were there, and, the Georgia state government was, screwed him over and all of that, he wasn't going to help. He was going to hurt. And I guess that's kind of what he did. So, there it is. Now, Senate's gone. The only thing maybe standing in the way of total leftist domination of everything is the Supreme Court. Well, at least Hillary Clinton didn't get to name those three justices. How good they are, who knows? We'll have to see. But all that being said and done, guess we have to get on to what happened the next day, the day after. Okay. There was a rally. Kind of got a little out of hand, I guess. Exactly who? Well, we all knew on some level what could happen. I mean, I don't know what anybody else saw, but I saw some things that were reportedly posted by Antifa-type people saying, yes, we're going to go in and we're going to wear our Trump gear, except, we're going to have a little identification so we'll know what's going on. And, we all saw the picture of the guy in the yellow sweatshirt, with the hammer and sickle tattooed on his hand, kind of the face of the Trump supporters in the Capitol. Yeah, I don't know. But it didn't go well. Some people died in the protest. Now, people dying in protests is something that's happened from time to time lately. But, of course, they were always mostly peaceful protests, according to the mainstream media, the Democrat Party, everyone like that, mostly peaceful, you know, and important. No, but here we had some people came in, did some relatively minor damage to the Capitol. No more damage than been done to, say, the federal courthouse about 15 miles from where I'm sitting, up there in downtown Portland. But that was a mostly peaceful protest, so, yeah, it was okay, I guess. Now, this became, according to what everyone wants to tell us, a major act of domestic terrorism. Yes, we've heard that word used. This was domestic terrorism. Terrorism, you know, like buildings coming down, explosions, mass shootings, you know, terrorism. That's what this was. And, of course, it was 100% the fault of the terrorist in chief. That would be one Donald J. Trump, because he, if you listen to some people, told his followers to go out and be terrorists or something like that, or stage a coup, or whatever it was he told them to do. Now, if you look at what he actually said, he said, walk over, you know, he was talking on the Ellipse, which is out in the vicinity of the White House, and he said, okay, now you're going to go toward the Capitol and peacefully make your voices heard. That's what he actually said. But no, I guess nobody heard that. I mean, because when it comes to Trump, what he says doesn't matter. What people want to think he said is all that matters. We have been hearing this for 4 years. We have been hearing him point out that there were peaceful demonstrators on both sides of the statue issue in Charlottesville. Nobody heard him say that. They heard him say that white supremacists are very fine people. That's not what he said. But that's been repeated over and over again for the last 3.5 years, however long it's been. We heard him point out that there were, you know, some murderers and rapists among the, possibly among the caravans. Turns out there were. And of course he was referring to MS-13 gang members as animals. So what people heard was anyone with brown skin is an animal. That's not what he said. But what he said doesn't matter. He pointed out that the Chinese Communist Party may have not done a very good thing in allowing the COVID-19 virus to get out. And this somehow became an attack against all Americans of Asian descent. That's not what he said. We have been hearing this for years. Okay. He asked, in fact, I don't even know that he even asked. What I heard, he just said, okay, I guess you're going to the Capitol or whatever. He did use the word peacefully make your voice be heard. Now, that was incitement to treason, sedition. This was an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States. The president of the United States was attempting to overthrow the government of the United States. This is what they want us to believe. On the face of it, that sounds to be beyond ridiculous. But beyond ridiculous is kind of par for the course these days, isn't it? Well, so where are we today? Wasn't even sure if I could talk for 10 minutes today, and already gotten through like half the show, and I haven't even gotten to where we are today. Well, today there is a motion afoot to once again impeach the President of the United States for insurrection, for trying to start an insurrection, trying to overthrow the results of an election. I'm not getting that. Of course, that's maybe because I have a functional brain cell, but I'm not understanding how trying to ensure that the election was in fact honest is trying to overturn the results. Now, of course, once things settled down a little bit in the Capitol, and they did get to certify the election, the president said, okay, there will be a, what was his word, an orderly transition, transfer of power. Okay. Now, the president has said he will not be attending the inauguration. Personally, I think that's kind of tacky. I understand he's not happy, and I guess Biden doesn't want him there anyway, but still and all, it's kind of tacky. Okay, you lost the election. At least that's what the official verdict is these days. You know, do the right thing. But okay, don't know. Guess we'll make it easier for him. At least the guy has his own airplane, so he can have that parked somewhere and get out of town as soon as, everything. You know, Biden takes the oath and Trump can be standing at the airport and he can get on his plane and everything's fine. But now, it is somehow important to the Democrats that the president be again impeached and something removed from office. Now, Mitch McConnell has said that it would be impossible to hold a trial until after the president's term is over. It would require unanimous consent in the Senate for that to happen. That's not going to happen. So, there it is. But there are some people who are just absolutely livid, or just incendiary. They say this has to happen. Now, as I sometimes come across the ramblings of one Robert Reich, former secretary of something in the Treasury, Labor, something like that, in the Clinton administration, and the self-styled leader of the resistance. He put something out, I guess, a day or two ago. Saw it yesterday. And he was saying that it is absolutely imperative that the president be impeached and removed because he was attempting to overturn the results of an election, and if he is allowed to get away with it, it will happen again. I mean, not only does he want the president removed, he wants, people like Ted Cruz removed, expelled from the Senate, or forced to resign, or whatever. Well, listen. Well, Bobby, you may have something right here. People are allowed to get away with it. It'll happen again. Well, since you've been doing it for the last 4 years, and you seem to have gotten away with it, well, happened again. Maybe you are on to something. I don't know. But it seems to me, number one, some of the liberals that conservatives like to quote, a couple of them, lawyers, Jonathan Turley, and what's the other guy's name who escapes my, the guy from Professor Emeritus at Harvard Law School. I'll think of his name, or I won't. They said, Turley said that it's pretty obvious that what he said could not reasonably be construed as an incitement to insurrection. And I pointed that out a few minutes ago. So it would be ridiculous. Now, here's the thing. Why do they want to impeach him? And I just saw a few minutes ago where it appears that, this was posted just a little over an hour ago. Mitch McConnell is not even, has sort of changed his tune to the point where he might even be open to, voting to impeach the president after the fact. Yeah, now, number one, I'm still trying to remember the name. What's the guy's name? Tim Tapson. Give me a hand here if you can hear me. What is he? What's the guy's name from Harvard? I can't remember. And let me know if you're going to be doing a show today here on Spreaker or whatever. The Constitution says the only thing impeachment can do is to remove somebody from office and possibly bar that person from holding further office. But you can only impeach someone who is holding office. If he's out of office, you can't remove him from the Constitution. It doesn't work. So it would be ridiculous to remove somebody from office who is not in office. Nonetheless, the point being, they are trying to ensure that Trump doesn't run again. There's been some talk that, well, he could run again in 2024. Let me tell you something. Let me give you a simple fact of life here. If the Republicans or if the Democrats fix it somehow so that President Trump cannot run again in 4 years, they would be doing the Republicans a huge favor, because President Trump has enough of a base that he might actually, if he goes for it and is eligible, get the nomination. There's no way he can win in the general election. It's not going to happen. This is a simple fact of life. The Republicans would be making the same mistake that the Democrats made in 2016. They would be nominating a candidate who is utterly despised by half the country. There are just, you know, I voted for Trump 4 years ago, but I was mainly voting against Hillary Clinton. Now, I actually liked a lot of what Trump did during his term, so I voted for him last time. But nonetheless, here we are. If President Trump runs again, you know, people say, how did Biden win running a campaign from his basement? The way he won, and the people who might listen to this show and don't get out of the conservative echo chamber may not realize, half of the country would absolutely not vote for President Trump under any circumstances. They would vote against him no matter who was running. That's how he lost. Okay, I'm almost running out of time here, and I said you might hear something you don't hear anywhere else. I only got a minute here, so I'm not a big guy on Facebook, at least posting much, but I do a lot of looking, and there's a group I belong to which deals in sarcastic humor mainly, but it's all conservatives. The founder of the group would not allow any, you know, liberals, you know, spout your stuff somewhere else. Okay. Well, Facebook had been trying to, you know, censor the group, requiring moderation. And sad to say, the founder of the group has decided to move it over, you know, shut it down, but it has moved over to MeWe. So I do have a MeWe account. I am there. So, but something I saw in the MeWe group, and I just have to mention this. This was a prediction from somebody about what we're likely to see. You said he originally got it maybe. It was used, something similar was used by Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh. But here's what he wrote. For at least the next 2 years, we are going to see a national basketball game between the Harlem Globetrotters, that's the Democrats, and the Washington Generals, the Republicans. The GOP doesn't care about winning the game or even moving the ball forward down the court. They are just happy to be playing on the court and not concerned about what the fans think of them. The Globetrotters will let them score a point or two, but ultimately trounces them while doing it with style. Once we collectively figure this out, conservatives will stop buying tickets to the games and instead use the time and resources to either replace the Generals with a real team or find a new team altogether. tell them, don't be surprised by what you see on the court. And I am out of here.